Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Story that pays tribute to Martin Luther King Jr.'s last public appearance in the play Mountaintop. The program is presented at the Monroe Civic Center Arena Saturday night. Arts with a Passion producer, Passion Sims, who produces and directs the show, and Sandra Swan is stage manager. They join me in studio. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Passion, the play takes a look at the moment in Dr. King's life as he prepares for this last public appearance and speech. Tell us where the audience finds itself as the play begins.
The audience will find themselves, you'll be able to see inside the total production takes place at the Lorraine Motel, room 306. That's where he would always stay when he would visit Tennessee or do speeches or what have you. And the entire play takes place there at the Lorraine Motel in room 306.
One of the things I've heard about this play as we view these moments, we see more of the human side of Dr. King.
Yes.
Tell us about, there was a lot of things he was dealing with, a multitude of issues at this time.
The playwright, actually, she does a great job imagining what she thinks. No one really knows, like, behind the scenes, like, what his life really was like, except, you know, that he was a father, he was a friend. So she does a great job imagining what she think the human side of Martin Luther King was. So you get to see him without the layers of the iconic man, I have a dream speech, Martin Luther King. So in this play, you see him just a lot of dialogue with this mysterious maid that he meets in his motel room. So it's very exciting to watch.
Yeah. Well, Sandra, your thoughts on that, because it is a fictional take on these moments and the mysterious maid. Tell us about, you know, being stage manager and bringing everybody together for this production and kind of understanding it's like, okay, we are portraying this side of Dr. King, but at the same time, you know, let's just kind of go with this in this scenario, these theories, these ideas from this mysterious maid.
Exactly. Our maid is going to be played by Geraldine Prophet, who also played in another production that was done, A Raisin in the Sun. But when you initially see the maid, you know, you really think that this is just a maid until she starts doing a lot of things that even Dr. Martin Luther King, who's played by Terrence Land, does not even understand. And she brings out the humor part of this production as well because she, as we find out with her mysteriousness, is one that that does a lot of things that, you know, the audience would not even expect. It just has a different twist on the story. And when you actually do these things, and then when you get to the end, you find the surrealness of it by knowing the history of Dr. Martin Luther King and then seeing the events that's actually taking place on stage, it makes it very memorable for you to know about Dr. Martin Luther King and his, you know, you just really imagine, as the playwright Katori Hall does, that this is actually his last night on earth.
It's not necessarily just very serious. It does have some humor to it.
Oh yes, yeah. It does. It really does. And as I said, the maid actually brings that out, and that's what makes it so memorable. But we also see the iconic man, as Passion was talking about. We do see some imports of him in this play, in this production as well.
Passion, you know, some of his inner circle were feeling that he was going from the civil rights movement and kind of directly taking on poverty. They were kind of concerned about that. Mm-hmm. You know, some saw a waning relationship between he and President Johnson at the time. Do we get a sense of that conflict? Is that part of the discussion that goes on?
You get a sense of just mainly the play starts right after his speech, The Mountaintop. So you get a sense of what he was dealing with, some of the frustration of the, because he was nonviolent, so you get to see his frustration when some people do try to be violent to deal with issues. So you see some of that. You see just a lot of different emotions that he's had that probably haven't had a chance to share with the world.
Yeah, so. Just a fascinating presentation. And this is by Arts with a Passion.
The Arts with a Passion, yes.
Tell us about this group, because like we mentioned, it is a local production that's happening.
Yes, here. The Arts with a Passion was actually born out of a nonprofit organization called New Light Economic Empowerment Corporation. It started out just simply we were doing a fundraiser for this organization, and we decided to do a play. And I directed this play, and after we had such a huge success, and the community was just loved it, and the impact was amazing. So I felt like this is something that needs to continue on and on and on. So that's where the idea came from to form this organization.
Well, Sandra, what do you hope people will come away with in seeing this production?
Well, actually, when you leave this production, you will actually have to visualize Martin Luther King as a man, first of all. You know, we already know his history of his movements and the things that he has done for citizens all over. But you actually come away with feeling the humanistic part of Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's very breathtaking, because I didn't even read the script myself as being stage manager. I wanted to see it acted out by our two wonderful cast members that we have.
Yeah. Looking forward to the production coming up Saturday evening. There is an admission fee. Passion, how can you find out more about attending?
You can find out more about attending by going to our website, theartswithpassion.com. You can also purchase tickets at BME Retail Store, which is located in the Buchanan Mall Plaza. It's next to Firestone, so you can find out information about tickets, and we will have a special rate for students.
Looking forward to the production of Mountaintop. It is produced by Passion Sims and also stage manager Sandra Swan. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other lineups by visiting our website at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.